CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, who's in Perth, Australia, commenting on the news from Nigeria, the recent election. This is a headline in these last hours from the East African. Nigeria's APC, that's the All-Party, All-Progressives Congress, urged the country's presidential election petition court in Abuja to dismiss the petition filed by the Labour Party and its presidential candidate, Peter Obi, against the declaration of Bolu Tinubu as president-elect in the February 25th election. Gregory, as I understand it, the election is now in the courts. What is the likely possibility? Because the allegations in this document are extensive.
Yes, the allegations by the Labour Party and its leader, because they lost, are serious and genuine. But the most significant appeal at the Abuja court is from Abubakar Atiku, former vice president, who's the real front runner in the election. And what his petition states is that the constitution was not upheld with the election because the declared winner, Bola Tinubu, had not won 25% of the electorate or the vote in the federal capital territory of Abuja. And that's critical. It's stark, it's clear, it's indisputable. That's in the Constitution. You have to win X number of states and at least 25% of the vote from the federal capital territory. And Tinubu did not win that. So therefore, the government election has to be declared undecided, and the election then has to go to its second round.
We have 30 seconds, Gregory. Is this likely to happen in the next months or take years? 30 seconds.
In my view, it's unlikely to happen, and that will be papered over, and that will be the cause for massive unrest in Nigeria for the coming 4 years.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, updating us on the Nigerian election. More to come in future. We're turning now to the global picture of the energy markets for the 21st century. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.